Hey everyone, welcome. My name is Chad Carson, and I could not be more excited to welcome you to Real Estate Start School. This is going to be a quick intro just to say, again, welcome, and let's get started. I want to give you a quick overview and tell you what you can expect so that you can jump right into the course content and get rolling with what I know you came and signed up for to do. So today's game plan for this little introduction video, I'm going to tell you a little bit about who I am. Hopefully you know me a little bit from the material about the course and maybe from my newsletter list if you're on there, but I'll just give you a quick background. I'm going to tell you the goal I have for you for this course, and which I hope is the same goal you have, and I'm going to tell you what to expect, what you can expect from the course itself, and then I'm going to give you just a few tips that I think will help you get the most out of Real Estate Start School, just some little pointers, things you might not realize. So who I am. Just a very, very brief background for me related to real estate investing was I got started in 2003, and I actually graduated from college in 2002. So I jumped right into this thing at the time of this recording. It's a little bit over 15 years ago from when I got started to where I am now. And so I've, in the process of doing that, I got started as a deal finder. I went out and I learned how to find deals, and I would just buy and flip. So I would sometimes buy and flip a house as is to other investors, just make a small markup. That was called wholesaling, or also doing some bird dogging where I went out and found deals for other people. But then I got into fixing and flipping with a business partner, and we would buy them, fix them, sell them, make a little bit more bigger margin than we would early on. And then eventually, after a few years, got into rentals. We've done private financing where we own notes against real estate. And we've done a lot of other sort of creative real estate in between. So the point is, I've had a lot of experience in those 15 years. I've been doing this full time the whole time. And so day in and day out, been eating, breathing, doing real estate. And so I hope that's going to be helpful for you, my perspective and experience. Not that I know, I definitely don't know everything. I'm a professional student of this game, hopefully like you are, but just the experiences I've had, the mistakes I've made, and hopefully some of the things I've learned and insights I've made will be helpful for you as I try to help you get started or restarted with your business. The kind of the current state of where I am and my business partner are in our business is we have a little bit over 90 units total that we own. We manage most of those. We also have some other third-party management helping us out at this point, because we got above sort of our threshold of what we could do. But the main point, I guess, for me is that I use the rental income to live. This is how I've paid the bills for the entire time I've been in business, and we use rental income to do that. And you can see this picture here. My why is my family, beautiful wife, and two kids. That's a picture of us in Ecuador. Actually, where I'm recording this course is I'm in Ecuador for about a little bit over a year, living with my family, still managing the business a couple hours a week from a distance, but it's a little bit more passive at this point. And so hopefully that's what it's all about for you. There's some reason you're getting into this business and getting back started. That's my why. And the other thing I love professionally now is that I get a lot more time to teach. I love teaching. I love the opportunity to share with you. So I appreciate you being willing to let me share some of my insights and some of my business with you. I love doing it, and I hope you'll see some of that enthusiasm rub off during this course. The goal I have is very simple, and you know it from the name of the course. I just want to help you get started. I think one of the mistakes investors make, and also other teachers make, is you try to get too big with your scope. There are so many things to learn in the real estate investing business, and even within each little niche that we're going to talk about in the business. And so sometimes the temptation is, and I even have this because I'm a real estate nerd, I love talking about this stuff, is to give you too much information, is to tell you too much too fast, and it gets you overwhelmed, and people get stuck. And so my goal throughout this course is I'm going to give you some meaty, very practical information you can take, but I'm going to keep this goal in mind. Is the goal is to get you to the next step. Each step of the way, each module you watch, the goal of that one is just to take you one baby step further, one baby step further. And I hope you'll appreciate that approach, and that, this is a long game. This is a big ultra marathon of a business. You're going to be in this for years. But over the next 3 to 6 months, that's really what I'm concerned with this course, is what are the next things you need to do? What do you need to focus on? And more importantly, what do you need to exclude so that we can help you get started? And so the whole approach I'm going to take is step by step. And the other thing is I don't like forcing you into a cookie cutter. There's so many different approaches to real estate investing, but you are a unique person with a unique approach, and you have some unique needs, and you're where you are in your life is different than anybody else. And so I'm not going to give you a cookie cutter. I'm going to give you options, and I'm going to ask you to do exercises to help focus in. And from these options that I give you, then say help you choose the right option and the right next step for you. So you're going to have a cookie cutter that you can then go take and do from this course, but it's going to be your cookie cutter. It's not going to be the one that I use. It's not going to be the one that your buddy in town, another investor uses. We're going to help you figure out what the best one for you. So what to expect, just in a little overview of the course. It's broken down into six core modules, and each one of those modules has between two and five lessons within those. So each lesson is a video. Sometimes it's 15 minutes. Sometimes it's, I get long-winded on some topics, like, and we go an hour. And so you can kind of tell before you get into the video how long each one is, depending on how much time I need to unpack that topic and explain it to you. But the idea, again, is that you would do it sequentially, and it's a step-by-step guidance. It all builds upon one another to the point that, and if that at the end of each lesson, I ask you to do an exercise, an action exercise, without fail, every single time. Sometimes it's very, very simple. You can do it in 2 minutes. Sometimes it's going to take you a little bit longer to sit down with a notebook or your computer and brainstorm. But there's an action exercise every single time. And the main point, if you do those action exercises consistently, you will get started with your business and start moving forward and getting momentum just by going through the course. So I hope you'll take that seriously. Carve out time to do those action exercises, because that's really what it's all designed around, is getting you doing that, those steps. And to help you do that, I've made a course workbook, which basically is sort of the blueprint of all the action exercises put into one spot. So I would recommend printing, or if you want to type it, that's fine too. I've got a PDF file and a Word file that you can use. So have that available, and so that you can follow along and use that as your guide as you kind of connect you from one lesson to another. Also, don't forget that one of the most important things about a course, you know, you can get information anywhere, and I hope this information is going to be helpful and unique to you, but you're going to get to be part of a private community. So the other people who are participating in the course, the alumni who've been in the course before, and then myself, of course, and other people who are close to me, we're going to be in the Facebook group and available for you. So a big part of this is every time you do an action step, every time you have a question, we're going to help get your questions answered, help guide you the right direction. And so use that Facebook group, join it. You know, I was not a big Facebook group, Facebook member user earlier in life, but it's so helpful to have these groups and participate. You're going to get so much out of asking questions, and that's the follow-up. The core content I'm going to give you is going to be helpful, but that discussion you're going to have and the feedback you're going to give other people and vice versa is going to really give you that next step that you're looking for in terms of specific information. And then, of course, there's also going to be bonus materials, and all that will be linked here in the course outline. So any bonus material checklist I have, cheat sheets I'm trying to provide to kind of give you that extra edge with each topic, those will all be included in here as well. So tips, just a few tips I think that will help you get even more out of this course. And number one, I alluded to earlier, is to schedule time. You know, you've invested in this course, you've paid money for it, and so to watch the modules, to do these action exercises, it's not going to be an unlimited amount of time, but you're definitely going to have to schedule it, and especially early on. The faster you can do it, the more regularly you can schedule it into your life, the more consistently you'll start moving forward. So I think that habit in itself is going to be one of the most important steps. So I know how busy we all are. We have things going on. And in the past, the people who've done well with classes I've taught have carved out time in their life. They found a time in the morning, in the evening. They found a time on Saturday morning, Sunday evening, whatever it is for you, that you can consistently watch these modules and do the action exercises. That's going to be a big part of your success with all of this. The other thing I'll mention is that everybody sort of absorbs information differently. So I've tried to provide a lot of different ways for you to download or listen to this. And, you know, the video is the core content on each module, but you can also listen to an MP3 and download that. So if you want to go on the go on your phone, listen to that while you're commuting somewhere, I love to do that as well. You could download it and listen to it like a podcast. So either way, you can do audio, video. You can also download the slides and look at those. So if you're listening to the audio or if you just want to read it by itself, you can look at those slides. And you can even do, this is something I do, and I might sound a little different and a little weird when you're doing it, but I listen to podcasts at 1.5 times speed, sometimes 2 times speed, to get through them. And I might listen to them twice, but you can sometimes get through a 30-minute video or audio in 15 to 20 minutes. So if you're condensed on time, I understand that. Try to use little tricks, anything you can to get through it and just to get it done. And I want to mention as well, this is designed to do sequentially. So you're going to be tempted. You're going to see a topic you like. And if you just can't resist, go listen to that topic and get something out of it. But it's designed to do sequentially because of the action exercises. So if you skip ahead and do module 4 and you do it, the action exercise you're doing there is going to sometimes depend on the action exercises earlier. So I definitely recommend sequentially, at least kind of looking at the action exercises, doing those, but watching all the modules and doing the whole thing will be the best way to go. And so finally, just have fun. The motto I have at Coach Carson is that I'm trying to help you, coach you to win with real estate investing, to build this business, to buy properties. But the big picture for me, the thing that gets me motivated, is I want to help you do what matters. And so having fun is part of it, enjoying this business, enjoying the fact that you are taking control of your finances by building a skill set, by building assets that you can have some control over. I think we real estate investors are a little bit of a control freak group of people. We like to be able to control and influence our own success. And so have fun with that and keep in mind whatever it is for you that matters. I mentioned my family and travel, other things, teaching for me. Find that thing that matters for you and build that into your real estate investing experience. That's what this is all about. And I am super excited to be able to help you get started with this and to get connected and to give you more confidence and clarity on how this real estate investing business is going to help you do what matters in your life. So thank you for the privilege of working with you. I can't wait to get started with the rest of the course, and I will see you in the next lesson as we jump into the core content.